First, some breaking news. The United States Supreme Court is choosing not to take up the bans on same-sex marriage in Oklahoma and four other states, which were ruled unconstitutional in lower courts. Scott Hamilton with the Cimarron Alliance, an LGBT advocacy group, says he was surprised the high court didn't take up the issue or even make a comment.
It does, from all accounts, appear that in Oklahoma now, the stay that was issued by the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals has now been lifted with the decision of the Supreme Court today. And by all accounts, marriage equality has come to Oklahoma today.
Hamilton says he's already heard from gay and lesbian couples who are planning to go to the Oklahoma County Courthouse to get marriage licenses. Six other states could be affected by this ruling, which means same-sex marriage is now allowed in more than half of the states in the United States. Now, Brady Henderson, with the legal director of ACLU Oklahoma, says the way the case is written makes it a little bit fuzzy as to whether or not the stay on gay marriage was lifted as soon as the U.S. Supreme Court rejected the case. It might have to go back to the lower courts for the stay to be lifted, and the Associated Press is reporting Oklahoma County Court Clerk Tim Rhodes says his office will not issue licenses until a stay is lifted by the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Again, that breaking news, the U.S. Supreme Court has decided to not make a decision on the bans on same-sex marriage, which were ruled unconstitutional by lower courts.